Welcome back. You're listening to the Travel Planner Show with Kevin and Sue McCarthy.
Indeed, we do say welcome back. Glad to have you along today. It's going to be a great day. We're going to talk about France. We're going to talk about the regular things of travel news and travel tips.
Jamaica
and our deals and steals portion, which is another regular segment of the show. But right now, I understand we are going to Mongolia.
Well, kind of. We're going to Mongolia by two people who just did a Mongolian road rally. Oh, my gosh. It looked like so much fun. I'd like to welcome Deb Corbet and Dave Bousquet. Did I pronounce it right?
You did. Close enough. That sounds good to me.
Thanks for having us. You guys are kind of the Canada's adventure couple now after doing all this.
Yeah, that would be us. We like to do epic crossings across countries. Just before the Mongol rally, we cycled Africa from Cairo to Cape Town. So that's sort of our shtick.
So what you're saying is you're just crazy.
A little bit, yeah. We get that a lot.
Well, we'll have to have you on another time to talk about the bicycling across Africa. That sounds like, it's not one I would do, but I would probably do the Mongolian road rally.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would, too.
Definitely the Mongol rally. It's a lot of fun.
Well, how did you come across that? I mean, are one or both of you what we call here in the Midwest dirt track racers or whatever, you know, the old stock car racers? What got you involved in a race across Mongolia?
Actually, it all happened last year, about 1 year ago, and a friend of ours, Sherry Ott, who our teammate who we did it with, we were talking with her, and she was asking us what our next adventure was, and we said we had the idea we wanted to ride a horse across Mongolia. That was going to be our next adventure.
All right, you are crazy.
Yeah, that's something else crazy as well.
Why not?
You never know, we might still do that.
Why not a camel? There were a lot of camels there in your photos.
Camels could have been a good way to do it, too, but I don't know. I think they smell a little too much.
I think so, too.
Yeah, they're kind of nasty and hungry, too.
We rode a camel in India, and we didn't like it that much. So yeah. The car sounded far more comfortable.
One first question I get, how long did it take you?
It took us 5 weeks altogether to go from London all the way to Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, we went through amazing places like Kazakhstan and Russia and Ukraine, so we got to see a part of the world that we had never been to before.
I understand, and it is different, isn't it?
Before you went, did you happen to watch the Ian McGregor's motorcycle around the world trip?
We did.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Yeah, we seem to be following in their footsteps. Because in Africa, on the long way down, we did a similar route to them, and now we've done a similar route in the long way round, just not quite as far this time.
We're just using different modes of transportation than they are, trying to keep it different.
Yeah. What does it take to get ready for something like this? I assume that, you know, you've got some physical training as well as the logistics of it.
Yeah, the logistics was the hardest part. It was buying a car was the biggest thing because we're in Canada and we're trying to buy a car in England, and we had a sponsor for our car, Always Rentals. They are in New Zealand. So we were coordinating trying to buy a car in England from three different continents.
Nothing difficult about that.
No.
and not just the logistics with the car, but the logistics with everybody else on the team, because there were also two other people on our team, Sherry Ott and Rick Griffin, and they're all in different places. And, you know, it's not like we can go to a pub and sit around and discuss what we're going to do in our route. Everything was done over Skype. So trying to get time zones lined up and all that kind of stuff was also incredibly difficult.
Thank God for Skype. Yeah. What did you look for?
Yeah.
I don't know what we do without it.
What did you look for in a car? I mean, what were your priorities to have for this race?
Well, the whole idea of the Mongol Rally is to do it in an inappropriate car. A Range Rover would have been fantastic, but they want you to go in a very small car that barely fits four people and will barely make it. So we drove a Nissan Almera, and it made it just fine, but we were squeezed in like sardines.
Okay, you said that, so four of you are in the car. Now, were either of the other two your mechanics or navigators, or did you have a team that went along with you to keep the thing running?
Well, that's the other thing when it comes to planning. None of us really knew anything about cars. So
you really are crazy. You really are crazy.
Kind of, yeah.
But Deborah's father...
Hop in the car and a wing and a prayer and hope you get there. That's the way it was, you know.
Deborah's father knows about cars, and I think at one time you gave him a call to ask him a question, didn't you? Or maybe more than one.
It's another great sponsor. Yeah. We used our one SIM card to call him, which was fantastic to call around the world. So I'm calling my dad at 5 in the morning here going, Dad, I broke a shock. Can you tell me, am I okay to drive on it? So he reassured us we'd be fine.
Yeah, it'd just be a little more bumpy. Yeah.
It was.
He was like our pocket mechanic.
Well, that's good to have. Very good to have.
It really is.
Well, you also did this to raise some money for a charity. Would you like to talk about that a little?
We did. We raised almost $5,000 for the Christina Noble Foundation, which is a charity in Mongolia which looks after homeless children. So it was really great to raise money for an incredible charity that does a lot for homeless kids in Mongolia.
Yeah, and the great thing was we got to visit the project after we finished the Mongol rally, so we got to see the great work that they're doing and see our money put right to work. Like, they have computers, they have a playground, they go to school, so it offers them a great standard of living that they wouldn't have otherwise.
Well, good on you. That's really cool. I like that. I do have.
Yeah, we also donated our car to Adventures for Development at the end, and luckily our car was in great shape, so some family in Mongolia gets a great new car to whiz around town in.
Yep. Wow.
Was it actually a new car?
No, it was actually a 2002. That's actually one of the rules. It can't be any it can't be any older than 10 years old. So we were kind of right on the cusp with the 2002, but it was in great shape.
When you do a rally like this or a race, what I'm thinking about it, we do poker runs where you stop every way along the way and collect a card or sign in to a checkpoint. And if you're right. Early, you get points off, and if you're late, you get points off. Or are you just on a mad dash across Mongolia? How does this work?
It is pretty much a mad dash. There's no time limit on when you need to get there. Everybody takes their own different route. So we took one route where it went north over top of the Caspian Sea, and a bunch of people took the southern route through Turkey, Iran, and then up through Kazakhstan. So it's your choice how long you want to take and how far you want to drive.
Was that predicated on pit stops that you knew you could make from one place to another during a day or something, so that you had a place to stay? Or?
Yeah, it was. We sort of had... we had a rough route of where we were going to go, but it certainly wasn't planned out day by day. We had a rough amount of time about how long it would take us, and the auto mechanic thing, we're winging a prayer and off we go.
Yeah, once we left Goodwood Stadium in London, it was a free-for-all. We just went on our own merry way to Ulaanbaatar, and we camped on our way most of the time. We just set up camp on the side of the road, and off we went. Nobody knew where we were until we got there.
I was wondering if you did have any kind of communication with any of the others on your trip.
No, we ran into people once in a while, mostly at borders. There would be a backlog. In the Mongolian border, we spent 24 hours at the border, so we did end up seeing other teams there.
All right, do you have a website?
We're gonna, can
you stick with us for another segment, because we need to take a break? And if you've got a website.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, knock out your website so other people can take a look, our listeners, and see what's going on.
Okay, you can follow along at www.theplanetd.com.
That's Deb Corbet and Dave Buskild, and they are, they made it through Mongolia in a little Nissan, I think he said.
Canada's adventure couple.
I'm Kevin.
I'm Sue McCarthy.
You're listening to The Travel Planner Show, and we'll be right back on the Global American Broadcasting Network.